summers are often class reunion time, and I spent a recent weekend at one of these events. Not my own, mind you, but my wife's. The role of significant other at a class reunion is an interesting one. After the obligatory meet and greet with your spouse's classmates, you have to try to keep up with the stories about, oh, Jamie's biology class shenanigans or Mr. Johnson's toupee mishap. If you're lucky, you may strike up a conversation with some of the other tag-along companions while your respective dates yuck it up until the wee hours of the morning. All in all, I had a pretty good time. It's interesting to see your spouse, so familiar to you after being together through the years, through different eyes. Eyes that even knew her before you did. Eyes of the former idiot basketball player who broke her heart, but now, to your delight, is bald and has a career as an actuary. But I digress. You see, I missed out on taking my wife to prom. But that weekend, I have to admit, I really enjoyed being the date of the prettiest girl in the room. Day two of the weekend affair was a cookout. The previous evening had been an adult-only function, but the cookout was a family event. During the previous month's planning, I had volunteered, at my wife's prompting, to prepare all the food. I think it was her way of showing me off. I was given a budget, and I set out to design a menu for the 40-plus people who would attend the cookout. Thankfully, she attended a small school. Even though it wasn't my reunion, this task caused me to think quite a bit about how different life at the plus or minus side of 40 is from life when you're half that age. Back in high school, when my buddies and I were hungry, we sought out food that was fast, cheap, and available in abundance. Shakey's Pizza had a midday buffet they called the Buncha Lunch, and it was a favorite destination. But fat, sodium, cholesterol, carbohydrates, none of those were concerns back then. We had never even heard of vegetarians and vegans, and terms like free-range and organic were not yet entries in our food vocabulary. Sophistication was not typically a factor in the pursuit of sustenance. Now, back to that reunion. A cookout is a great time to mix the familiar with some new and interesting choices. That's the angle I decided on for this festivity. I stayed with the traditional grilled burgers and dogs as the entrees, but added a non-red meat option with a barbecue chicken salad. The sophistication came in with the creative side dishes, curried couscous with toasted walnuts and dried cherries, roasted redskin potato salad with a Dijon vinaigrette, and a mojito fruit salad. The fruit salad was a big hit. Even though it's named after a rum drink, there's no alcohol in it, but it incorporates all the other key flavors of the mojito, lime, mint, and honey. Now, you can use just about any fruit in this salad, but whatever's local and in season is always best. The recipe's really simple. Fruit, lime juice, fresh mint, and the honey. Now, you can get all the details on the website. Now, maybe your significant other will want to show you off in a swimsuit or something at their reunion this summer. But if not, try to impress them with your cooking skills.